Natalie Bennett, leader of the Green Party.
Well, thank you, everyone, and particularly thank you, Caroline, for being the standout MP in the Parliament of 2010, just as I'm sure you'll be the standout MP in the Parliament of 2015 and beyond. And thank you, Liverpool, for hosting us again just a year after our last visit. I've been back in the meantime, visiting the beautiful Sefton Park Meadows. The threatened green space that I hope I'll be able to visit again in the future. Thanks to all of you, this has been a momentous year. A year in which the Green Party has taken its place at the forefront of British politics. A year in which young people, in particular, have embraced our message of hope and real change. A year in which nearly 300,000 people joined together to help ensure we took our place in the national leadership debates. And this is a year in which we are matching and often exceeding the Lib Dems, a party of government, in the national polls. And a year in which we have become the third largest political party in England and Wales. In the space of just 12 months, we've grown from 13,000 members to 55,000 members. Our membership has quadrupled. But of course, conference, today's speech is not addressed to you alone. It's also for voters across the country. Because one thing that the green surge means is that you will have more than a 90% chance of being able to vote green on the 7th of May. For some, that means the first ever chance to vote green. In 9 weeks' time, you will have in your hands something miraculous. The possibility of a peaceful political revolution. Your vote can change the face of Britain. It can end the failed austerity experiment, the spiteful blaming of the poor, the sick, and the vulnerable for the mistakes of the wealthy. This election can be a turning point in history, the moment where we can deliver a better Britain, a Britain that works for all of its people, a Britain which cares. Vote for what you believe in. Vote for the policies of hope, not fear. Vote for the policies that work for the common good, not the few. And Britain could be a very different country on the 8th of May. We, the Green Party, can be the agents of change. real change, because it's time for the green politics, the politics of the future. The politics of the future delivers a living wage, provides jobs that workers can build a life on, and ensures that those who need help receive the support they need. The politics of the future delivers public services run for the good of all. Our railways run not for shareholders, but for passengers. Our NHS not handed over to the profiteers, but kept in public hands. The politics of the future delivers social housing, council housing, meets our housing needs. The politics of the future delivers for everyone within the limits of our one planet, because that's the only place that we have to live. That's the politics of the future. That's the politics of the Green Party. Because no one should be living in fear of not being able to put food on the table. No one should be forced into debt just because they're trying to get an education. No one should be worrying about a fracking drill burrowing into the heart of their community. And no one should fear being left destitute by Ian Duncan Smith's punitive benefit sanctions. The politics of the future is not a politics of transaction, that discredited politics which offers selected groups and individuals a bribe, a short-term, unsustainable personal advantage. History tells us that is now the old politics, the tired politics, the failed politics. The Green Party is offering instead a society working for all of us. A society that works for the many, not just the few. A society in which those who can contribute do so, and no one in need goes without. It asks voters to make a choice that will deliver a society fit for themselves, for their communities, and for their children. That's why the Green Surge is much, much more than a hashtag. Although it's been a very successful hashtag. The Green Surge is much more than just membership numbers. That's why people are becoming engaged with the Green Party. I've seen the Green Party surge on the ground, around the country, from a village hall in Ilkley, Yorkshire, to, to an enormous snaking queue of hundreds at Exeter University. To a Valentine's Eve Friday night crowd at the London School of Economics. And of course, we saw it last May with the election of Molly Scott-Cato as the first Green member of the European Parliament in the South West. And as that first MEP in the South West, boy, hasn't she delivered. The Green Surge is the result of your hard work as Greens. It's thanks to all of you in this hall and to all the Green Party members and supporters up and down the country, to your commitment, your belief, your dedication, your hard work, that we approach the general election as a central player in British politics. And of course, it isn't just the Green Party. Up and down the country, campaigns demanding a new politics are getting stronger, getting bigger, getting more effective. There's People's Assemblies, Occupy Democracy, the anti-fracking movement and the fossil fuel divestment campaigns. The tide is growing, the demand for change is louder and clearer. At last, the people are fighting back. Now, five years ago, we made a huge breakthrough with the election of Caroline Lucas as the first Green MP. And she's given Brighton spectacularly good local representation and a national impact far beyond any other MP. Caroline's led on debates on issues from railway ownership to statutory personal and social education. She's led on the debate on parliamentary democracy and she's put her freedom on the line to oppose fracking. Because Caroline shows what voting Green delivers: passion, sensitivity, and courage. On the 8th of May, just imagine a strong Green group of MPs at Westminster, able to build on Caroline's work. A group which would never, ever support a Conservative government. A strong group of Green MPs in a parliament where they could have a huge say, a huge impact, a real opportunity to start to deliver that new kind of politics. We know that the way things are in Britain is not sustainable. Continuing as we are isn't an option. Since 2000, food prices have risen 22%. But wages have fallen 7%. Almost 700,000 people are listed as in work, despite having no guaranteed hours week to week. It's time to end the scourge of 0 hours contracts. Almost half the new jobs created since 2010 are for the self-employed, yet nearly 80% of self-employed workers are living in poverty. I applaud the growing number of individuals who contribute to, who work in, who run food banks. But individual charity is no substitute for collective justice. This is the outcome of the years of Blair, of Brown, of the Cameron-Clegg coalition and austerity Britain. This is the record of George Osborne's long-term economic plan. The Green Party are calling time on the politics of low wages, job insecurity and fearing the food bank. We're calling time on privatisation, the selling off and the handing over of public assets into private hands. We're calling time on the trashing of the natural world, the world on which everything depends. Our economy, our lives, our futures depend on society, which in turn depends on the earth and its resources. That puts a huge weight, a huge responsibility on our shoulders, a responsibility we have to meet in the next few years. We know now the damage we're doing to the earth, as we didn't know in the past. We have to be up to the task. The whole ideology of Thatcher and her successors, be it Blair, Brown or Cameron, has failed. Change has to come. The market is short-sighted and short-term. It is blind. It is senseless. It works for the 1%. It fails for the rest of us. All in it together? I don't think so. The current model of economics and society has served only those with power and wealth. In austerity Britain, the super rich grab more than anywhere else in Europe. We must be first and foremost citizens, paying fairly to common funds to look after the poor, the weak, the sick, the old. Everyone contributes what they can, and everybody benefits from that. This is what the politics of the future will look like. This is what the Green Party will deliver.
So that's Natalie Bennett, the leader of the Green Party, talking about what she believes the Green Party can deliver at the next...